You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Giants fans. You are listening to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and I'm coming to you today from Indianapolis, site of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. Was here in Indianapolis today to listen to the press conferences held by Giants general manager Dave Gettleman and head coach Pat Shurmur. And what we're going to do on today's show is to try to unpack some of what Gettleman and Shurmur discussed. The big thing that was discussed was the quarterback situation regarding Eli Manning, regarding, you know, what the Giants will do for an heir apparent at the quarterback position. You know, I came away from today, and we'll start with this. We'll start with the Giants do realize what situation they're in. They do understand Eli Manning's age. They do understand, you know, what they need to do for the future of their franchise. Dave Gettleman was very honest when he talked about the quarterback situation in terms of his own legacy with the Giants as their general manager. He spoke about Ernie Accorsi. He spoke about the number of tremendous quarterbacks that he has worked with, you know, throughout his professional career. Jim Kelly in Buffalo, John Elway in Denver, Cam Newton was in Carolina, Eli Manning in New York during Gettleman's first tenure with the Giants. Gettleman has seen good quarterback play. He's been involved in good quarterback play. He understands the fact that the Giants are in a situation where it is time to find that heir apparent, or I should say where it is necessary to find that heir apparent soon. Whether that comes this year, whether it comes in 2020, whether it comes 2 years from now, Gettleman understands that his legacy will be tied to that. He spoke about former Giants GM Ernie Accorsi and what Accorsi acquiring Eli Manning, who led the Giants to two Super Bowls, meant to Accorsi's legacy, and spoke about what it would mean for him to be able to follow in Accorsi's footsteps and find a franchise quarterback of the future. One of the things I want to do today is play a couple of clips, you know, from today's press conferences. So let's start with this one. Here is Gettleman talking about what it would mean to him to be able to find a franchise quarterback for the Giants.
I would love to drop a franchise quarterback in this place and then watch him from Cape Cod and enjoy the hell out of it. Okay? So, you know, that's a gift. And that's what I'd like to do for the Giants.
Okay, so it's obvious to me from that clip that the general manager does understand the gravity of the situation that he's in. He also referred to finding a new franchise quarterback, you know, as a massive decision. You know, he understands the ramifications of that. He said in the past that it's a five-year mistake for a franchise if you don't get it right. So Gettleman knows you know, what the deal is. I know that some people believe that, that the Giants kind of have their head in the sand because they went with Eli a year ago. They passed on a talented quarterback class, you know, because they are, you know, once again heading in the direction of having, you know, Manning as their starting quarterback in 2019. I don't believe that to be the case. What I do believe is that I do think that Gettleman is absolutely telling the truth when he talks about the fact that you can't force a quarterback pick, you can't reach, you can't take one just to take one, you know, if he's not a guy that you believe in. So I do believe him, you know, when he says he wants to get it done, but that he doesn't want to force the issue and take a guy just so that he can say he drafted one. He wants to get it right when he makes that choice. At this point, a year ago, we pretty much knew, or, you know, Gettleman basically screamed from the mountaintop that he was going to select Saquon Barkley. I'm not sure we all listened to that signal, you know, from him. This year, he seems much more non-committal. He has the sixth pick this year instead of the second pick, so that's a little bit different. He did say that he would trade up if he felt like there was, you know, the quarterback that he absolutely had to have. His quote was, "No guts, no glory." So, you know, the question becomes, what are the Giants looking for in a quarterback? Both Gettleman and Pat Shurmur answered that question on Wednesday. First, let's listen to what Gettleman had to say.
You know, a lot of times we focus on numbers. Okay, how big a guy is, how fast a guy is, how strong a guy is, what's his vertical jump, how tall is he, what's his hand size, what's his arm length. There's all these, just a myriad of numbers, an analytics delight, okay, of numbers. You know, one of the things that we really focus on is instincts, okay? Instincts are very important. You know, you guys were asking Pat the question about the quarterback. About the quarterbacks, and you know, you can write a laundry list of things you're looking for, and it's not like you're breaking new ground, and it's not like you're splitting atoms, okay? But one of the things that I focus on and my staff, and we talk about all the time, is instincts. Does he have a feel for the game? You know, is he a step ahead of everybody else? Instincts and play smarts allow you to play bigger, stronger, faster. That's a fact of life.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, "Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back." If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, "Everything okay in there?" "Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog."
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, We provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
So with that in mind, Giants fans, you know, the next thing to talk about really is why the Giants are comfortable, you know, with Eli Manning remaining as their quarterback, at least in the short term. Both Gettleman and Shurmur addressed that. Shurmur said things like that he felt like Manning can do all of the necessary things that a quarterback needs to do. He also referenced the fact that the Giants played much better football as a team in the second half of the season, and that, you know, with better offensive line play in particular, that the Giants were able to see the things that Manning is still capable of. You know, he referenced the fact that the Giants averaged close to 28 points a game the second half of the season. Dave Gettleman also spoke about that, about the fact that it's a team game, about the idea that the Giants felt like once they were able to give Manning more help, that they were able to see play that showed them enough to go forward with Manning. Here is Gettleman talking about what they believe Manning is still capable of.
At the end of the day, we saw what Eli was capable of once we gave him help. You know, he still can make big league throws. He can still make the NFL throws. And, you know, I say it all the time, it's the ultimate team game. It is. Because 10 guys, you know, do everything perfect, and, the offensive lineman falls down, you know, the guy gets whacked, you know. So to answer your question, you know, we looked at Eli and we feel good about it.
Okay, so the next topic would have to be, what do the Giants actually think of the quarterbacks in the current draft class? Both Gettleman and Shurmur were kind of evasive about that. They didn't really, you know, specify and say, you know, this is the guy we like, this isn't the guy we like. You know, and you wouldn't have expected them to do that. As both the GM and coach pointed out, you know, this is a big week. They haven't met Kyler Murray. They haven't met Dwayne Haskins. They will be doing that over the next couple of days. So it will be a chance for those guys to show them, or, you know, what they're like in person, what they're like in a classroom, in a meeting room. You know, Gettleman, you know, referenced the fact that it's such a massive decision. Both Gettleman and Shurmur referenced the fact that, you know, this is a guy who's the face of the franchise. This is the guy who has to answer more questions than anyone else. This is the guy who will take more blame when things go wrong, in addition to getting, you know, more praise when things go right. Which also reminds me that Gettleman, you know, did go out of his way to address the negative narrative, you know, surrounding Eli Manning for the past few years, saying that he didn't think that was fair. And, you know, whether you agree with that or not, as Gettleman also said, it is a team sport. It is more than one person, you know, determining success or failure. The quarterback needs help from his offensive line. He needs help from a running game. He needs help from his receivers. He needs help from his defense. He needs help from his kicking game. So it's not just about Eli Manning, and I'm not saying that to be an Eli apologist or to be an Eli defender. I'm simply saying, you know, that wins and losses shouldn't necessarily be attached to a quarterback. Wins and losses get attached to a team. You know, has Manning been good enough? You know, probably not. Some things that have happened have been on him. Some things that have happened have not been on him. Is he the quarterback that he was 10 years ago? Probably not. Can he still run an offense, you know, successfully? I think that we saw at the end of last season that the answer to that is yes when the things around him function well. That doesn't mean they have to be perfect, but when you give him some help, you know, good enough things can happen. The other thing that both Gettleman and Shurmur were asked about was Eli as mentor. And both of them, you know, said that it would be a good thing for a young quarterback to be around Eli Manning. Davis Webb found that out a couple of years ago. I think that, you know, Kyle Lauletta found that out last year. You know, Eli is Eli, as Gettleman and Shurmur both said. He just has to do, you know, the kinds of things that he does and allow a young quarterback to, you know, to soak that up, to soak up as much as he chooses. You know, and that should be beneficial to any young quarterback, to have a smart, successful, veteran quarterback, you know, a guy who knows as much and has been through as much as Eli Manning and prepares the way that Eli does and has done things correct both on and off the field, you know, for 15 years now. So there's a lot of reasons, you know, for a young quarterback to want to learn from a guy like that. Gettleman referenced the Kansas City model, you know, for bringing in a quarterback, you know, a couple of times. Kansas City model being what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes, drafting him in 2017 in the first round, sitting him for a year behind Alex Smith, and then turning over the reins to him. It seems to me like if the Giants can find a guy that they like, that might be, you know, the road that they would like to choose. But both Gettleman and Shurmur said again, and it's important to keep in mind that there are a lot of ways to do this. You know, if they don't find their guy in this draft, maybe they wait until next year. They won't do that on purpose. You know, Gettleman, you know, said that you just can't look that far ahead. But, you know, to keep in mind that he also has repeatedly said that he won't force that decision. If the right guy is there at the right time with the right pick, then he'll make that move, you know, and we go from there. We'll have to see what happens with the quarterback situation, but, you know, lots of good information on that today. A few other topics that were addressed, the biggest one being the situation with Landon Collins. Gettleman said that the Giants are, quote, still evaluating whether to put the franchise tag on Collins, who can be a free agent if the Giants choose not to do that. That's probably not news that Giants fans want to hear. I don't think the Giants want to lose Landon Collins. Part of me just thinks that Gettleman wasn't going to give us a decision on Wednesday at the Combine. You know, Gettleman and Shurmur both also addressed the fact that the Giants do need to upgrade their defense. Gettleman again said that they need more pass rushers. You know, Shurmur said they need to add as many good defensive players as they possibly can. Both guys referenced the fact that there were several winnable games last year where the Giants could have gotten victories had they been able to make one more stop late in the game. So I would fully expect to see the Giants strongly address that defense in the upcoming draft. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they don't find a quarterback that to their liking at number six. Wouldn't surprise me at all if their pick is a defensive player. In fact, I would pretty much take that to the bank, that if it's not a quarterback, it's going to be a defensive player. I'd be very surprised if it goes any other way. I think this is a deep, deep draft for offensive line types. You probably can get one of those guys, someone who can help you in the middle rounds. You know, if you don't address that need in free agency with a right tackle like Darrell Williams of Carolina. So we'll see what happens there as well. Just wanted to remind you, Giants fans, before we sign off here, that I'm going to be in Indianapolis on Thursday, also at least part of Friday. So please continue to look for our coverage. Check out our story stream where we're posting live updates, posting as much information, you know, from the combine as we can. Also, you know, remember to follow me at Big Blue View on Twitter. Follow our Instagram page at @big_blue_view. Subscribe to our podcasts on all of your favorite podcast applications. And as always, Giants fans, we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.